Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Haitian gang that kidnapped a group of 17 Americans and Canadian missionaries in Haiti has asked for $1 million each for their release, a top Haitian official said Monday. The kidnapped missionaries are affiliated with the Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries, which confirmed the kidnapping on Sunday in a statement saying the abducted group was made up of 5 men, 7 women, and 5 children. 2 federal officials are reporting Americans can get coronavirus booster doses that are different from the kind they first received. The Food and Drug Administration is expected to make that announcement on Wednesday. Production at U.S. factories in September fell by 1.3%, the most in 7 months. There's been a sharp pullback in the manufacturing of motor vehicles, as well as broader backlog supply chains and materials shortages. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
With the discovery of Attorney General Merrick Garland's family ties to selling CRT to schools, 17 states want him to stop calling parents domestic terrorists. Brad Bernards has more.
A coalition of 17 state attorneys general is demanding that the U.S. Department of Justice immediately rescind a recent memo they say would chill lawful dissent by parents voiced during local school board meetings. The DOJ memo, which has been the center of much criticism since its October 4th release, directs the FBI to work with state and local governments to address an alleged disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against teachers and school leaders. It came shortly after the National School Boards Association urged the Biden administration to invoke counterterrorism laws to handle angry mobs of parents seeking to hold school officials accountable for the teaching of the Marxist critical race theory and for imposing COVID-19 restrictions on their children.
We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The search continues for the ambusher of 3 Houston police officers over the weekend. Deputy Kareem Atkins was killed, and Joaquin Barthen and Daryl Garrett were severely injured. Mr. Garrett's fiancée, LeJay Richardson, was on Fox News Tuesday saying her man is too weak right now to be told of the death of his brother in blue.
He's making it. I don't want to say he's doing okay because he's not doing okay. He just had surgery yesterday. Again, that was his third surgery. So we're not telling him until way down the line because we don't want to jeopardize, you know, his recovery or anything. And, you know, it is just hard for us to even disclose that to him. So it will be a while, actually, until he starts to heal and able to speak. Then we'll, you know, let him know, you know, what happened to Atkins. you know, from them working together, they just got really close. And ever since then, they just done everything together. They talk to each other every single day. No matter what the situation is, all three of them came through for each other. Even if it was for me or for Atkins' wife or for Barton's girlfriend, we were a family. And it's just heartbroken that, you know, one of our close families and our friend had to leave us. And I still can't believe it. I'm really in disbelief. Like, I keep thinking he's still here with us.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you know, it's not going to be easy when you've got the elite controlling the narrative. And it's all about narrative, anonymous reporting. I mean, forget about the traditional journalism that you and I grew up with. That has been thrown out the door, I mean, as evidenced by somebody like Bob Woodward, who presents a book with over 200 anonymous reports. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is supposedly, one of the best journalists that the country has to offer. And this is what he presents. I mean, this is what journalism has lowered itself to, and why we're so confused, and especially when it comes to the elections. I mean, there's still questions about the November 2020 presidential elections. You've heard me say this. It galls me when people like Chris Wallace will talk with a Republican and say, you know, do you still have your doubts about the election? Do you think that, it wasn't legitimate? I mean, the fact that he even asked that question brings to mind and brings to question, in my mind anyway, that Chris Wallace doesn't even believe it was a legitimate election. It just doesn't square up. And what's been happening is more and more people are voters. If you look at the numbers now, we're up to 61.4% of likely voters believe election integrity issues affected the outcome of 2020. Well, the CEO of the American Project, which has been instrumental in the Arizona audit and the entire election integrity movement, Patrick Byrne is with us right now. Patrick, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, Bill, what an honor to be on your show. Thank you so much, sir.
Well, I'll tell you, the honor is ours. I appreciate your commitment and all the bullets you have been taking on behalf of people who are just pursuing the truth, Patrick. We want to know what goes on. I mean, this just does not square up by any means, and we're told that there's nothing here. Let's move on. Well, like anything, when a lie is perpetrated, it bothers you. And a majority of Americans are bothered by the big lie of the 2020 election, are they not?
They absolutely are. As you said, over 61% will now say that fraud was a significant or very significant part of Biden's victory, and another 10% say they're unsure, which means 71.3% are unsure or think it was a cheat, which means only 28% of Americans, 28.5% of Americans, will say they actually believe Biden won fair and square, 28%. Wow. And that has moved against them 10 or 15 points since he was sworn in late January. That's moved 10 to 15 points against him.
And there's so much that makes this up. I mean, even afterwards, after the election, you had about 15% of the voters said had they known about Hunter Biden, they would not have voted for Joe Biden. Had they known that Joe Biden was not going to be the moderate that he purported to be and do away with our energy independence, open up the borders, and put our national security at risk, they would not have voted. And this is why these numbers are continuing to increase, and there's more and more veracity being considered regarding, you know, these real problems. I mean, you can't have, Patrick, you know, you can't have 1,000 people signing an affidavit which it puts them in legal jeopardy, saying that they saw, they witnessed something rather fishy around the 2020 elections, and these were at precincts, these were at voting centers and that, and this is all documented. I mean, you can't have 1,000 people saying there's a problem here. And for the Democrats, and really, I put this on the Democrats and squishy, backboneless, conservatives and Republicans who are just cowering and finding themselves in the fetal position, afraid to be like you, who stands up and says, wait a minute, I will tell people, Patrick, people say, well, do you think it was? And I said, you know what, I don't know. And the fact that I don't know is problematic, and that bothers me. Do I have conclusive proof? Nope, I do not have conclusive. But there, I'll tell you what, there is a lot of smoke and fire in the embers here that lead you to believe that there was some hocus pocus that took place.
And they're sure not acting like innocent people, are they? You know, whenever I heard, just to be clear, and I'd like to get this up, so I'm not a Trump supporter. I hate them when these papers come. Oh, I don't hate these papers. I don't give a damn what the papers say because they're all. I 15 years ago, I stopped having. It doesn't matter at all. I love it when people fire all these bullets at me. It's kind of fun because I know I'm right. So I'm not a Trump supporter, not a Trump voter. I'm a libertarian. But yes. The guy won fair and square. I can tell you the guy won fair and square. Look, I built a $2 billion e-commerce company, and in the process, I straightened out 500. Hacks. I've straightened out 500 kinks, and it's, you know, a matter of finding sort of faint data and going back and discovering, oh, there's some guy in your warehouse who's walking out the back door with fur coats or something. So yeah, I'm used to sort of pulling together puzzles out of very faint data. This isn't faint. This is glaring. Yes. On November 4th, I could tell you there's 6 cities in America that have a special electoral significance, and those 6 cities were the 6 cities that shut down on the night of November 3rd. So no one's ever heard of a precinct or a place shutting down their voting on November 3rd. 6 of them did in America. And what do you know? They all happen to be the exact cities they need to be to pull off the kind of jujitsu move that was done. The Arizona audit was overwhelming. I mean, it just shows you the information dominance, as you were referring to, that the bad guys have. Because what the Maricopa audit really shows is there's about 400,000 highly, highly questionable, nay, impossible votes, illegal, 57,000 illegal votes, 17,000 of this and 23,000 of that, 284,000 of this. All these votes should be thrown out. But if you count them all, Biden wins by 10,000. And, I mean, our way of saying that is you have to count 400,000 fake votes to show Biden winning by 10,000. But all the press reports of that is, well, it shows Maricopa found that Biden won by 10,000. They completely ignored that Maricopa called into serious question or legality 400,000 votes.
Exactly. Patrick, what was this other statement, too, that was a bit confusing to the electorate? They said that they audited and they actually found that Joe Biden got actually 300 more votes than what was originally counted.
That's all nothing burger. It's there's the ballots themselves, many of which are real and many of which are manufactured and fake. And then there's what happens when you count the ballots. Well, yes, when you count the ballots, it turns, it's 10,500 votes, maybe 10,800 votes Biden wins by. But the problem is when you examine those ballots, you find that 400,000 of them are fake. So the press is just jumping on this thing that the right way to say it is if you count all the 400,000 fake ballots, Biden wins by 10,500 votes or 10,800 votes. But all they will report is that part. They won't, the second half of the sentence. They don't report that, wait a second, you only get there if you count 57,000 votes that are illegal if you count. There was a house that sent in 75 votes, one two-bedroom house, and then 52 or 75 votes, something like this.
Oh, wow.
You know, if and you go to the people who live there, and they say, we live, there's a couple who lives here, and we live here alone. So how do they send in 52 other votes? Well, if you count all, if you count the 50 votes, and you ignore the fact that you now know they're fake, that's how you get Biden winning. That's how you get
exactly.
The only way you get Biden to win.
Well, and if it happened there, did it happen across the board along the same way? The same strategy, same model?
We are living in a country we did not elect the leaders we have. This is a takeover of the United States. The whole electronic systems are compromised, and we are not electing at the congressional level, at the local level, at the White House level, the people we actually are selecting are not winning.
Exactly. Nothing short of a coup here. We've got Patrick Byrne with us, and our conversation will continue after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy. And they're all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
doubt the resistance has been full force to do everything they can to block any consideration that, the facts are there. I mean, there's just so much evidence that the 2020 election was rigged. And, talking heads from all the news businesses and news companies, whether it's Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, I mean, go right on down the line. They're all following the same party line as if somebody told them exactly what they're to believe and what they're supposed to say. But I got to tell you, Patrick Byrne, I'm grateful for Molly Hemingway. She just came out with her book that's going to be released here that they sent me a copy called Rigged, How the Media, Big Tech, and the Democrats Seized Our Elections. I mean, this is a courageous book, and this really helps to bring the conversation into the marketplace without without apology. What do you say?
Great. Well, I love Molly Hemingway. I haven't read that book yet, but she's absolutely right. This is you go through a tipping point. They've seized our elections in one fell swoop. They stole the government at the national level once. I think that there's mathematicians like Seth Kessel, who and others, one government scientist who's been studying this, who says they stole 30 seats from the in the House and about five in the Senate. So they have a government we didn't elect, and they're going to use that to do either a bunch of things that are unconstitutional, and they really just don't care because they also own the DOJ, and the DOJ doesn't seem to care about it. I'm so sorry to see how Judge Garland is performing. I had much higher hopes for him. But I didn't understand.
Well, he's really exposed his character, hasn't he? I mean, so much so that we said, "Oh, thank God he didn't get on the Supreme Court."
Well, but people should understand this is you could take over any country once and then change all the rules. Like, imagine you could get away with cheating and winning, some election in a country once when you were not the popular party. And yet, once you cheat, you change all the rules so you can always cheat. Well, that's what they're doing. And H.R. 1 was Nancy Pelosi's way to change the national rules or to move everything to the Fed so you could cheat forever. And then they want, of course, to legalize tens of millions of new undocumented voters. And then they also want to pack the Supreme Court so the Supreme Court will sprinkle holy water on everything. That's basically their plan. It's like a coup. Like
exactly.
A soft coup.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt, we're talking about Patrick Byrne.
I'm going to say this is totally legal. I've now studied this for nearly a year. Our election systems are completely corrupt. You're kidding yourself. People have no idea how porous the security is. It's a joke. Mm-hmm. These are totally
Mm-hmm. He's the founder and former CEO of Overstock.com, Patrick Byrne. We're talking with him. Patrick, I appreciate what you said earlier. CEOs are wired in such a way to see glaring discrepancies. They're just, they're visionaries. It's in your DNA to notice discrepancies. And I've got to believe that this election, the discrepancies came screaming out loud at you to such a degree, like a chalkboard, chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. You hear that screech and think, oh my God, what is going on? Why is this not obvious to people?
It's crazy. It's so frustrating. It was so obvious. And at the 30,000 foot level, at the mathematical level, at understanding the machines and the poor security in the machines, then through the paper, at every level you look into this, it's riddled with things that are astronomical impossibilities, if not outright clear cheating. So it has been kind of surprising, but the media is gaslighting, as you were talking about just a few minutes ago.
Right.
The media explain to your audience what gaslighting is, and that's what our media is doing to us.
Of course. Well, what they do is they pound you with such a lie, an argument. They really get you thinking that maybe you didn't see it and understand it correctly. And And this is what I'm talking about, the coordinated messaging that's taken place that is being controlled by, you know, some want to say the deep state, but actually you've got to get into the deeper end of the pool to understand how deep the deep state is. We're starting to see, and Donald Trump brought out a little bit of understanding and light to what the deep state, but it's much more nefarious than you realize. These are people that want to absolutely destroy this Democratic Republic. And they're so close. They're so close to accomplishing their goals. And the thing is that here, just like in Germany, look what happened. It's less than 10% of the population that's actually wielding this kind of influence and this coup that's being thrust upon the American people. 90% of the people are just going along to get along, or they're too squishy, or they just don't understand, or it's just abject, purposeful ignorance on their part. And you cannot be ignorant to be a participant in a democratic republic. That's why those three important words, we the people. It's an actual commandment for the people who are involved, to stay engaged, to keep their elected officials accountable. If you don't, then you have the ruling elites that exist today in today's America.
You got it. You've got it figured out exactly right. It's very, on the other hand, it's a wonderful opportunity. You know, the Jews have a word, the Hebrews have a word, shibboleth, and it means something that you instantly can use to determine whether someone is friend or foe. Well,
exactly.
In all my life, I've never been an extremist about anything. I'm a political moderate. I'm a small L libertarian, a small R Republican. I'm not an extremist about anything. But we finally have an issue where you have one simple issue that you can distinguish friend from foe. If somebody is not on board with the, in political sense, if someone is not on board with getting to the bottom of 2020 and fixing the election system, which is completely corrupt. Maricopa, anyone who looks at that report, at the very least, you have to understand, it says how corrupt, how wildly out of whack it is. I mean, it's hundreds of thousands of votes appearing they can't account for. Anyone who is not on board with that is saying that is problematic and we have to fix it nationwide is your enemy. It doesn't matter if a political enemy. It doesn't matter if it's a rhino Republican. It doesn't matter if it's a Republican telling you he's conservative, but, oh, I'm just not so convinced about anything inappropriate happened in 2020. Whatever they are, they're your enemy. There's one chance for this country, and that is in the upcoming election, and there's no room for any moderation on this question. Anyone who is anything but hardcore, we have to fix the election system, he is part of the corruption, is part of the problem. Exactly. Let me tell you, because I've been around a whole bunch of politicians now for 10 months, all the politicians understand this, that this is totally rigged. Everybody knows this was rigged. The only question is, are they brave enough to say it, or are they going to hide under their sheets? And the ones who hide under their sheets and don't say anything are the politicians. We have one chance to throw them out, and that's right now.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, the fact that they're elected officials and they say, I don't know. Well, do you think you should know as a representative of the people that you should be conducting some sort of investigation, whether you do it in mass within Congress or you do it on your own? You have the responsibility to know. You can't just sit there and accept the narrative because you got too many questions. This is one town hall meeting that politicians don't want to get into here, Patrick, because, you know, you think the mama bears are going nuts over CRT in these school board meetings. Let me tell you, mama bears and papa bears are coming out in mass because they know. I mean, you know, 60, almost 62% now. It's been a growing number over these recent months of people realizing and coming to the conclusion that the fix was in, that the election was rigged.
You got it. You have it. There's really, in a sense, only one issue to care about. As upsetting as CRT is, and you can go and get it done. You should go to school board and do all that. At the moment, it really doesn't matter what you care about politically until you fix the elections. You can be as mad as you want about CRT, abortion, gun rights, whatever you want to care about. There's no point in caring about it until you fix election integrity, because no matter how much you care, your vote's not going to matter. So the only thing freedom-loving people have to worry about right now is fix the election system. Until that happens, we are done.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're exactly right, Patrick, because there's no representation. You're misrepresented. I mean, the only people that are getting represented here are the ruling elites that are on a whole different plan and objective altogether, which has nothing to do with our U.S. Constitution. That's the bottom line, isn't it? We got 30 seconds left, Patrick.
that's absolutely, and I think that China's in the background of this. And I think China has a long known plan to take over the United States. Their foreign, their military defense minister, a speech he did in 05 got leaked. They have a plan to take over the United States, colonize, take all the farmland for themselves, and the rest of the world will be given the corpse to dissect. There will not be a United States affair.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on assignment retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
Oversee production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Haitian gang that kidnapped a group of 17 Americans and Canadian missionaries in Haiti has asked for $1 million each for their release, a top Haitian official said Monday. The kidnapped missionaries are affiliated with the Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries, which confirmed the kidnapping on Sunday in a statement saying the abducted group was made up of 5 men, 7 women, and 5 children. 2 federal officials are reporting Americans can get coronavirus booster doses that are different from the kind they first received. The Food and Drug Administration is expected to make that announcement on Wednesday. Production at U.S. factories in September fell by 1.3%, the most in 7 months. There's been a sharp pullback in the manufacturing of motor vehicles, as well as broader backlog supply chains and materials shortages. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We're standing by for the one and only Jeff Kemp, the former NFL quarterback and author of Facing the Blitz. And we always, you know, have a great time with Jeff and are able to talk about, you know, issues of God. And one of the things that he brought up in our conversation, our communication, was about glory. That, you know, here, you know, you see a lot of going on in, you know, on the football field and the sports arena and other areas where, you know, glory can be a drug. It can be rather addicting. But the thing is, where you read in the Bible time and again, when problems happen with leaders is when they assume glory. In other words, when they're taking something that doesn't belong to them. You know, glory belongs to God. It doesn't belong to man. It makes them arrogant. It makes them very vulnerable. It compromises their leadership in every aspect and avenue. It's like that little bit of leaven that the Bible talks about. It doesn't take a whole lot, but it spreads throughout the entire personality of the leader and can be quite dangerous. Jeff Kemp joins us now. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, I'm well, thanks. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. I like what you wrote, that glory is man's kryptonite, isn't it?
Hmm. Yeah, you remember that story about Samson, that really powerful leader and judge in Israel, and as long as his hair wasn't cut, he was strong. But when his hair got cut off, he lost all his power, and his life went south. He became a victim, and he became captured. They gouged out his eyes. And glory, which sounds so cool, and which every football team is looking for, and rock musicians get it, and movie stars get it, and today corporate leaders get it, and people who have a brand and a following on social media aim for it and get it. We don't realize that it actually is very subtly destructive in the same way kryptonite was to Superman.
Right.
And you were
exactly
touching at it. Glory was made by God, who is glory. And he created a glorious, beautiful world with glorious sunsets and glorious sunrises and the glory of the mountains and the ocean and the forest, the birth of a new baby. And someday the glorious return of Jesus, where we will live with him in a perfected, completely glorious kingdom. But glory only belongs to the one who creates the glory and deserves it. And,
exactly.
And for us, it's kind of like taking credit and pride in something that you didn't completely do. I think you probably like baseball, Bill. Remember the phrase, sometimes we act like we hit a home run when we were born on third base. we take credit for everything.
Right.
And when you take credit, your arrogance and your pride grows. And when your arrogance and pride grows, the Bible makes clear, and so does history, that a fall is on its way. Some humbling, embarrassing, bad behavior of yours is on its way. And we've seen so many examples in the political sphere recently in the NFL in the last 3 weeks. In the NFL sphere with, you know, coaches like John Gruden losing his job. And whether we call it cancel culture or not, which is kind of maybe an extreme swinging of a pendulum, there's usually some vulnerability in that leader that makes them vulnerable to getting canceled because they got too big for their britches. They got out over their skis. They accepted some of the glory. They started to treat people like, I'm a little better than you, and I'm not under the same rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the challenge of leadership, is that you can get too filled with yourself. Of course, we remember from the Old Testament the story of Nebuchadnezzar. I mean, God gave him the power to, you know, rule over everything. I mean, here is this Gentile king, right, that God anoints to judge not only Israel, but all the nations. God empowered him with all this. And what was Nebuchadnezzar's response? Look what I've done. This is my kingdom. And then God sent him out to be with the animals for a while until he figured it out, right?
Yeah, he walked on the roof of his palace, looked out over everything and said, is this not the great kingdom that I have built with my own hands? Well, gosh, he built it probably with slaves. And he forgot that he didn't even exist if God didn't make him. You know, without breath in our lungs, which comes from God, we couldn't do anything. Jesus even said, after submitting himself humbly into the form of a baby and a human, he said, I cannot do anything my Father doesn't give to me to do.
Exactly.
And he told us that we are a branch plugged into him, the vine, and that the fruit that comes in our life, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, good deeds, etc., these things are all from him. And that if we were disconnected from him, apart from him, we can do nothing, which means
exactly
we should be humble, not proud.
Exactly.
I'm not pointing the finger at leaders saying they're worse than anyone else. But they face a risk. Success, achievement, great performance, notoriety, fame, popularity, power, position, money, perks, all the yes people who surround our politicians, because they like the position around them. They want to curry the favor of that politician so they don't speak up and speak the truth to the king who may have no clothes. All of that is terribly risky to the leader. And then the leader becomes isolated from true friendships. They never hear honest feedback, and they're going to get off track and mess up their marriage, their parenting, eventually their leadership, and maybe an ethical breakdown that knocks them off the mountain.
Mm-hmm. Well, God's clear, I mean, as a warning to leaders, and that is that you have to lead with righteousness. And in that, that assumes humility. It assumes that you have an understanding of your own integrity. Like Jesus said, you know, I know who it's all about. I know who I'm here to please. And this is the challenge for leadership, as you say, because there you've got money, you've got influence, you've got standing, you know, all honor and glory to you, right? And boy, I'll tell you, that's a slippery slope. But it's part of the human condition, and it can be exacerbated the further away from God that you are. And, you know, and this is why we need to pray for our leaders, because if you are a leader or will be a leader, you want people praying for you that you remain humble and righteous and connected to God. Otherwise, you're going to hit this slippery slope that all leaders hit. I mean, we just, you know, I think gave some rightful due to an iconic military man in, you know, General Colin Powell, and how he served our community. But Colin Powell would be the first to tell you, he was a God-fearing man, and he'd be very quick to tell you, hey, Jeff, Bill, you know, I never claimed to be perfect, but the example and how he led, it was so extraordinary and unique that by his own admission, he would never claim perfection. But by his example, he gave us all something to strive for.
And so did President Abraham Lincoln. And it's hard in this modern age for people to maintain humility after they get all of the accolades and the power. And we don't just need to pray for the president and the vice president and the mayor, and, you know, maybe a pastor needs prayer, right? Because that position today can get too much glory. We need to pray that we be humble. Because you're a leader, if you're working anywhere, people follow you, whether you're in the highest position or not. If you're a parent, you're a leader. We need to be humble. We need to not want our kids to glory us and say, yes, Dad, I'll do what you say right away. You're the authority. No, we want to be servants and have them respect our integrity. So we need to pray for ourselves and our leaders and be humble and watch out for the risk of taking credit and glory.
Well, you hit on it right on, Jeff, when you talked about a servant. You know, having a servant's heart. Well, I'll tell you, that keeps us out of a lot of trouble, doesn't it?
It does. Jesus has set the tone. Let's follow him. If he that was perfect was humble, I think we really need to be humble.
Jeff Kemp, how can people be in touch with you? We got 10 seconds.
They can go to jeffkempteam.com. I'd be happy to talk to them, share an email or something, but I pray blessings on all
your... Depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We got Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl. Yes, we've got viral videos, our weekly viral videos report coming your way. Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, doing wonderful. We've got great connection here. You're out in the mountains having some time off. Good for you to get a little bit of a break, and hopefully our connection holds steady as we go here. So that's wonderful. This first story, most incredible. Can you imagine someone having brain surgery and being able to, like, not skip a beat? I mean, one day you're having brain surgery, the next day as a teacher, you find yourself reading to your students on Facebook Live. I mean, this is like nothing short of a miracle, is it?
Oh, it's pretty amazing. Miss Katie Amici, she's a fourth grade teacher at Benjamin Franklin Elementary School up in Pennsylvania. And she had learned last week that she had a brain tumor. I mean, it was just that recent. Fortunately, wow, the doctors did think it was benign, but she needed to go ahead and have surgery to have it all removed and make sure, you know, that it was indeed benign. So she has a Facebook group that she started years ago where she reads stories to her children every night or to the different children in her classes. And, you know, she didn't want them to be scared. Of course, like when she tells them that she's going in to have surgery, they're going to cut open her head and do all this stuff. You know, anybody, like, people our age are scared, but children,
well, sure,
especially when they love somebody, that sounds terrifying.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna cut open your head.
Yeah,
it's like, that's not very
head, what?
Yeah, right, exactly. Wow.
So she, on her way to the hospital, she thinks, I'm just going to go ahead and pack a library book, and the day after the surgery, I'm going to plan on reading to the kids. And that's just what she did. She gets on there, and she tells her kids, you know I look a little funky. It's because of what they did. She kind of explains why she has the black eye. And she's just like, I just want you guys to know that I'm okay. And, you know, I think the story is amazing because it kind of highlights the advances in, like, first of all, the fact that technology is able to, the medical technology has made it so people are able to be awake and talking and okay that quickly afterwards. And then you have teachers who love their students so much that as soon as they can, they get back,
they're back
on,
to work.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. That's the heart of a teacher. It's always about their students, you know, and that's what we celebrate about teachers. And we can only wish that all teachers were that way. Certainly she is unique, and what a blessing to these kids and her community that she is, to do this, to example this. I mean, can you imagine what this is telling all the kids that she's connected and the stories that are going to be told? I mean, she's a legend.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think that, like, it could also help them stay calm. They're going to remember it forever. And then if they ever do have to go to the hospital, or if they have something scary happening or something happens to someone else, they'll remember her and how she stayed positive and calm and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, I think that kind of thing can really make a difference in the way children especially are viewing going to the doctors or going to the hospital. You know, she stays calm and she's positive. It helps them too. So I just, what an excellent teacher. She is going to be a legend for sure.
Oh, without a doubt. Well, this next story is a story behind the viral TikTok of the airplane full of puppies. Puppies. We love puppies. What's happening here?
So I don't know if you've ever seen if you've seen this video yet. This is one of those tiny little personal-sized airplanes, and there's four people in it, and they are sitting in actual piles of puppies. Cassandra Bergeron went viral on TikTok. I think within the first couple of days, it had 12 million views. And what she was doing was she was taking these puppies from high-kill shelters out of situations that they would have inevitably been put down. This is in Alabama. Her and the other volunteers got together. The volunteers' sole job was just to keep the puppies out of the way of the pilot. And they didn't bring any stuff with them, and they flew back to Florida, which I just think, you know, if you have the chance to check out this video, honestly, it looks like, to me, as a dog lover, one of the funnest flights of all time.
I mean, you look at, you see these dogs, and what was it, 27 dogs? Was it 27?
Yes. 27 in one of these tiny little planes. Tiny little planes where everything, you know, you've seen these tiny planes. If you've ever looked in a cat, they are.
I mean, this is claustrophobia for me. But here you are. They're all packed in, tail to tail, head to head, on top of one another. They're just so picking cute. And here it is. I mean, this, talk about a freedom flight, the flight for life of these dogs, right?
That's right. And, you know, I just think it's so hilarious. What amazes me, too, is that these 27 dogs, who I am absolutely certain have never flown in their lives, stayed calm the whole time. They were just fine. There was, like, tiny little dogs in the front, big dogs in the back, and everybody somehow for the whole flight didn't have any more problems than a little tinkle, which puppies tend to do. It was a coordinated effort to save a lot of these dogs, and all these different people have passions for different things. And, you know, I really think when people rescue dogs, those dogs go on and end up helping a lot of families. And it makes the world a lot better place for everybody who gets to have them.
Now, this was a student pilot that flies pets to new homes, right? I mean, so was the co-pilot or the other pilot obviously licensed to accompany the student pilot? But for a student pilot to have this kind of heart and to do this, what a blessing. It's just awesome. It's a great story. Yeah.
And it was a 90-minute flight. Can you believe that? That's like quite a way for these little puppies to go, but they were okay. And you know, I think there might be some more little flights going around the country trying to help these dogs get out of these high kill shelters. Anybody who has a chance to check out that video,
oh,
kind of want to volunteer with them.
Yeah, go to Sam's Corner and pull it up there. You will it'll warm your heart, to say the least. And speaking of puppies and airplanes, you've got a Texas couple. Surprise, they find a pet chihuahua hiding inside a suitcase at the airport. What was this?
So when I first read this story, you know, you read the headline and I'm like, now how is it possible for a dog to smuggle itself onto a suitcase? And then I'm like, how come this hasn't happened to me yet? So this, this Texas couple, they found this dog on the road. It's a little 5-pound chihuahua named Icky. They found her on the road about 5 years ago. And they were on their way to Las Vegas earlier this month. And they, you know, so they go to weigh their luggage, and it's overweight. And so, of course, they do what the rest of us do. You take it. You don't want to pay that extra fee.
Well, of course, it's expensive
and unnecessary. It's just a few pounds overweight. So they open up the luggage right there in front of everybody, and out pops Icky the chihuahua. Apparently, she had smuggled herself into Jason, the man's boot. And I guess the
how do you explain that? How do you explain that to the TSA?
I think that they witnessed the shock themselves, so the couple ended up not getting in trouble for trying to smuggle an animal. And of course, you know, if they hadn't checked the luggage before they got on, things could have turned out very different for Icky if they waited till they got all the way there. But she was just
Icky could have been real icky. You know, that and it would have been sad, but you imagine, and oh my gosh, the guy's boot has become Icky's urn here. You know, that's not good. But incredible. Yeah. So this wise little chihuahua smuggles itself in the couple. Oh, wow. You see, now everybody that has a dog now is going to double check their luggage from now on to make sure that their dog has not jumped into their luggage somewhere. That's hysterical.
Especially, I bet there's been more than one dog who's tried to do it, but Icky's the first one that seems to have, like, made it as far as she did not make it to Vegas. I will say they did have family members come and pick her up.
Oh, they did. But they didn't take Icky to Vegas. What a bummer. Mom and dad go to Vegas and I get this pick and dog t-shirt. That's not good. What's up with that, you know?
Well, Icky came the closest any dog has been.
Well, that's good. Well, he's now a legend amongst all the other dogs now. Michael J. Fox raising $1 billion. Wow, that's a billion with a B, ladies and gentlemen, to help find Parkinson's cure. He says he's not going to stop until it happens. And you know, bless his heart for all that he's endured. And he's become the face of Parkinson's. And, you know, to have this kind of passion to do, you know, something, to pay it forward. It really makes Michael J. Fox, you know, a special humanoid, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does. You know, I didn't realize quite how young Michael J. Fox was when he was diagnosed with Parkinson's. I knew he was young, but he was only 29 years old, which is, you know, it's exceptionally young to be diagnosed with that disease. And not only has he continued his acting career and been the beloved actor that we've all known and loved for decades, but he's made finding a cure for Parkinson's his mission. You know, a couple years after being diagnosed, he started an organization, and, you know, he wanted to share. You know, he could have easily just been kind of, woe is me, this is hard for me, and just focused on himself. And, you know, he had the money and the ability to get treatments that everybody didn't have. Well, he decided, no, I'm going to work to make this so other people are not going to have to keep having this terrible disease. And he's worked, and he's, you know, he's been a part of different therapies that have come around. It's like different cocktails of medication, and he's made it so patients are more able to communicate with the medical teams. And I think it's just one more thing to admire about him. We all love him in movies, but he's working in real life, and I think he's going to leave a lasting impact on the world.
Without a doubt. Well, there's so many more stories that you've got to check out at Sam's Corner. Like this half-mile installation just took 20,000 pounds of plastic out of the Pacific Ocean, proof that ocean garbage can be cleaned. A bus shortage in Ohio. Dad says, hey, bus shortage, who cares? I've got a limo. I'm limoing the kids to school. And you got a 97-year-old believes her motivation to attend a family wedding help her beat cancer. And plus, a police officer pulls an elderly man over for speeding and then helps him set up his TV. You've got to see this whole deal. It's really special. Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you'll find it.
Looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go?